From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Hello and welcome to the latest edition of Idle Chatter, the American Idol podcast here on NewsOK.com. Joining you as always, I'm Mike Kaler, multimedia editor slash American Idol whatnot. Joining me today is Vet Walker.
Idol sidekick.
Brains behind the operation.
Forgot to say the best Idol podcast.
Yes, it's the best Idol podcast on News OK.
That's right.
I can say that without any doubts.
Definitive.
Let's talk a little. It's been kind of a weird 10 days or so in Idol land. After last week's strange wild card round slash, I can't believe that episode got cut off at the end of my DVR.
That's right.
Slash, what's the deal with Tatiana? To last night's really, really excellent performance of the top 13. So tell me a little bit about what you thought about last week, because that just all was strange.
Okay, well, you got to remember that I was willing to give Tatiana another chance just because she's an interesting character. But I thought, okay, if you can bring it back with kind of a different character every week and keep me entertained, I'd want to see you. But, you know, she was same old Tatiana.
Last week she was very Latin.
And very emotional.
Yes.
and her accent seemed to pick up a bit. And she made the show run long. And those of you who DVR, I know you do, and yeah. I do too, missed the show.
And then it's like, what the heck happened? And then not only what the heck happened, but what the heck, they just wimped out and added two guys.
I know.
And so, I mean.
And how did they not have Jeannot? If they were going to bring back someone else, come on now, Jeannot, they should have had Jeannot.
I don't know. It was just kind of this strange obsession with a noob that they've had.
I know.
You know, Matt Gerard, who they picked, turned out to be, you know, a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
But a noob after last night, a noob seemed to be kind of a strange pick in this whole deal. But, you know, to me, and maybe this is just because I'm nerdish, you know, I just wonder, how do they pull off adding 13?
Right.
Are they talking to the people at Fox saying, hey, we're going to screw up the whole system? But then it turns out that I think they're going to kick off two tonight.
They are supposed
to. And so it'll get back to normal and the schedule won't be off. And, you know, my brain works like a newspaper brain because you're thinking, didn't the advertising people sell that for the finale to be on a certain date? And
well,
you didn't want to screw up the calendar.
But they did have to create a new phone number for a noob. Because they couldn't do 13.
For the last girl who went.
I mean, that's right.
Yeah, and they had to use 30. It turns out today I read that they had to add 36 because 13 was the phone sex number.
That's right.
Because those savvy phone sex people, they jumped on, when they saw there was going to be 13.
They're so smart.
They jumped on 1-877-ISLES-13, so don't tell anybody I told you to call that.
No, so. It's just between you and me.
All right, so let's talk about last night. And, you know, the one thing my wife and I were talking about when we were watching it is that every season they say this is the best season ever. You know, and I think after last night, I think this might be the deepest pool that they've had. Because mm-hmm. there was only really kind of two bad, really bad performances and only kind of two others that were marginal. But there was a lot of strong deals last night. And the way they kind of bracketed it, they had Lil go first. And Lil has always been one that I thought is excellent. And she started off with, it was Michael Jackson last night, which is a whole other kettle of fish.
You know, just after saying a couple weeks ago, never do Michael Jackson songs. Are you insane? Never sing a Michael Jackson song on American Idol. And then what do they have?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson Week.
Well, that shows you just the powerful influence that we have on the producers of American Idol.
That's right.
So she sang The Way You Make Me Feel. All right, let me tell a whole Michael Jackson story just because, hey, it's my podcast. And I can tell what it went. My son, who's 8, that has no idea who Michael Jackson is. And so the whole time he's watching the show with my wife, he's like, who's Michael Jackson? What did he sing? What decade was he in? So we jumped on YouTube and gave him a quick primer of the history of Michael Jackson.
That's kind
of
scary.
Watched some Jackson 5, a little ABC, a little Fly on the Wall, a little Beat It. And then by the time we got to Dangerous, my son's like, that's not Michael Jackson.
And that's a white dude.
Yes, it is. And that's what Malcolm said. He said, man, they must have put a lot of makeup on him.
Your boy's so smart.
He saw the transformation, and he watched Thriller, and that was scary. Anyway, that's my Michael Jackson story. But Lil started off really strong, way to make you me feel. She seems so comfortable up there.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, mm-hmm. I thought at some point that Paula was going to tell every single one of the contestants that they were going to the finals.
I know.
Since she said it about four times.
You know, I've been pretty impressed by Paula, but this week she was on something. What was that?
Yeah, she was off.
She was really kind of weird last night.
Yeah, and she was talking too much and nonsensically. Yes. At one point, Simon says, just turned to her and said, I have no idea what you're doing. What are you talking about?
But she'd been okay in previous weeks, at least in my opinion.
Well, she gets very emotional.
Yeah.
So I liked Lil. I thought she did a great job.
I like Lil too.
I don't have these in the order that they went. So let's talk a little bit about Chris Allen, just because this is in alphabetical order. He got the guitar out and sang "Remember the Time," which I told my family would be the Michael Jackson song I would sing.
Ah,
if because really? I was like. I like it. He had the old video with Magic Johnson and Iman was in that.
That's just it. I didn't think the guitar fit. The guitar didn't fit for that song.
Yeah, I didn't think that he needed it either. I think it's a good. It sounded like a really good kind of teeny bopper song.
Yeah,
and it was good for him.
Yeah,
because he's handsome guy.
Well, they also didn't mic the guitar, so I could not hear his guitar.
Yeah,
playing.
It didn't make me any difference.
No,
that he had
yeah,
it. I thought the performance was good, but that was just kind of more of a prop than anything.
Yeah, prop exactly.
And then we have our man Anoop, who amongst the 13 that went yesterday. I mean, he's done. He's just toast.
You know what? But here's the thing.
I thought that was terrible.
I didn't really think he was that bad. I mean, he what he sang last night sounds like what he sings other nights. That's how he sounds. I didn't think he sounded that bad.
It's just, I don't think, Beat It's not a really good performance song, I don't think. I think it's, I don't know
I thought
what it
he was more comfortable in his skin walking around the stage than you might have thought.
Yeah.
You know, Simon gave him a really, I thought he was better than they said.
Yeah, it just.
He's not my favorite, but I was a little surprised they were so down on him.
It just seemed, I don't know, there wasn't much to it. Maybe that's just because of the song. And, you know,
it
as nostalgically
be.
As I think about Beat It, you know,
yeah.
She came out when I was about 10.
It didn't.
When was that? 1982?
I don't know.
I thought it was 82. So.
I don't know.
And then Matt Gerard, the dueling piano player who came back after the wild card, and he sang Human Nature, which I thought that was excellent.
It wasn't bad at all.
I think that's I like that song anyway.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Him at the piano,
the piano
I think
helped
really
a
worked.
Lot. Yeah.
You know,
without the piano, it wouldn't have been a standout to me.
Yeah, you know, and I think he had to follow Adam from what I remember, so he didn't.
Yeah,
you know, that's
that
wasn't really fair for anybody. So I think, I thought he did great.
Uh huh.
But and he's again one of the ones that are on the upper crust along with Danny, the next guy talking about and talking about when I was 10, PYT. I mean, that was the girl. That was the song that you dedicated to
what?
The girls in the fifth grade.
No,
man.
I have to digress for a second. My niece and I are watching it together. My niece is she'll be 20. Oh, she'll be 25 on Saturday. By the way, happy birthday, Ashley. And we both looked at each other and said, "This man has just ruined PYT." But yet, when the judges came, I mean, they said they liked the performance, and I'm like, "Okay, Simon is watching a different show because I didn't even get that."
Really, I thought it was really well done.
No,
you know, because it's
that man can't sing PYT. Come on, no.
I really liked it.
I got to disagree with you this way.
Bad dancing white boy in me, but you know. Yeah, that's another song. You know, I wore out the grooves in Thriller when I was in elementary school for Grand Met Lab. So, and I liked kind of what Randy said, that he was dancing badly, but it showed kind of his passion for the performance, and he was really into it and everything. And, and I think just Danny being Danny, he's got some weeks of goodwill built up where he's going to get through. So.
He's likable. Just don't, go and ruin any more songs like that for me. But he's likable.
Well, I was sad that nobody sang Say, 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 so what do I know? All right, Alexis is the next one to talk about.
Mm.
And she's just decided to be the Hoochie Mama in this competition, I get the impression.
Yes.
That skirt, I don't know, could have been any shorter.
Those were like
or did she have leggings
on? She had a skirt. That was a skirt. Those were shorts.
We had that debate about whether those counted as leggings or whether she was, didn't have any... anything covering herself. So.
No. She actually had kind of short. It was a short thing on. So.
So she sang "Dirty Diana,"
which
she sang the heck out of it.
Allison would have tore that song up. She would have tore it up, and I was very disappointed that Allison didn't pick "Dirty Diana" because she would have tore it up. When I heard when Alexis picked it, it was a good song to pick, especially with her persona she's trying to give out.
Yeah,
but I just thought it was average.
Yeah, and I think there's a little. I think she's kind of gone overboard a little bit on the persona thing.
Yeah,
that she just bought into this positive encouragement that they gave her of. You know, being Christina Aguilera, the kind of dirty Christina Aguilera, and then that she's done that. So, that kind of surprised me. But like you said, Allison, this next one I have on my list, she sang a song that I had never heard.
I've never heard that song either.
And, it sounded like this. But for me, that's when they talk about song choice, that this is kind of where you see that with the good people do it. She picked a song that was right in her strike zone, kind of a hardish kind of song.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, she's really good. For 16, she's really, really good.
She's really good. But I do think that you run the risk of turning people off if you pick a song that really nobody knows.
Yeah.
But she performed it very well, whatever it is. I don't even know the title of it. But you do kind of run that risk.
Just to make us all feel old, if she's 16, she would have been born in 1993.
Wow. She's great. I've been her fan, her number one fan since the very beginning. I really, really hope she goes far.
Yeah, I think, I think she's the strongest girl.
Mm-hmm. Her and Lil
are the strongest girls.
Yeah.
I've got no doubt about that. So, because next one to talk about is Megan, who is bizarre. She sang Rockin' Robin.
Yeah.
This is a song that the pep band at your school plays during basketball timeouts. This is not a song that you perform in front of a million people on TV.
No.
This is a novelty song. This is a weird. It was just weird. It was the weird.
But she's weird.
The way that she sang it was strange.
Yeah.
The day glow background that they had on the big stage was strange.
Mm-hmm. Her weird movements.
I mean, if you can sing a, it just seems like there's so many more better songs that she could have played.
She may be the one that's going.
I mean, I wouldn't blame anybody because, it was just all strange to me.
See, she's had the quirk factor ever since the beginning, but the problem with the quirk factor is if you don't rock it just right every week, you're going to lose some people. And she lost me last night. I liked her. I liked her when she did the Corinne Bailey Ray song on the finals. And I liked last week, whatever that was. But this week, mm-mm.
But, yeah, picking this is like singing on the Good Ship Lollipop or something.
Yeah,
it's just
that's
not
a really good
It's
comparison.
Just not a song that you sing for a singing competition, as Simon likes to say.
Yeah.
So, and then she's the one who has to deal with the weird phone number, too. So she might get booted just because of that.
She might.
All right, I'm going to skip Adam. We'll talk about him last. We'll talk about Blind Guy next, who sang another song, another fine Michael Jackson song that nobody has ever heard of.
Never heard of it.
He was behind the piano, and he can play the heck out of the piano.
Mm-hmm.
For picking a song earlier this week that nobody's ever heard of, it's different than what Matt did singing Human Nature. People know that song, and I'm sure he plays that as, he gets $2 requests for that at his little piano bar in Kalamazoo. But this song, I mean, he plays it, and he sings it well, and he's, it's all warm and fuzzy with the Blind Guy. So
he had a much better stage presence behind the piano, which we knew he would, because people with their instruments this time around, I mean, they're much more comfortable, it seems, when they're with their instrument, and they just give a better performance. So we knew that would happen. Considering the fact that you didn't know what the song was, it was still a pretty entertaining performance.
Uh-huh.
But the judges were lukewarm, I think, weren't they?
Well, I get the feeling that this is what we would see from him for the rest of the show.
Yeah.
It's going to be him behind the piano singing a song. And,
right.
And there's, like we've talked before, there's limitations to what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife continues to beat me over the head every time I say these un-PC things. But, I think,
it's going to strike the same note week after week after week with him.
Yeah.
He's really good, but he's really good in a very narrow box.
Unless he can turn himself into a Billy Joel type piano performer, then you're probably right.
Right. Okay, Jasmine. Here's another piece of work that we got to talk about. Jasmine, you know, she got through, you know, she was the one in all the stuff that I read last week that people were kind of really groaning about her getting through the wild card round. And, you know, I think they were kind of banking on her looks. They were banking on, you know, she has singing ability, but this girl has zero personality.
Yeah,
she
really
is like these 6-year-old girls on those pageant shows.
Mm-hmm.
Man, she knows how to be in a pageant and she knows how to perform, but it's very limited. And like Simon said last night, she was very robotic. And there were kind of, you know, she sang "I'll Be There," and there's kind of little transitions in that song where you can kind of really, you know, give it something. And she didn't do that at all.
No, she didn't. And even when she was taking the criticism, it was deer in the headlights.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
There was just no expression. She was just kind of looking there, smiling. And I couldn't tell if she was even understanding what they were saying to her.
Yeah, she's got to grow up. She's just a baby.
Yeah.
You know, and she's, you know, you look at Allison, who's only 16, too, but she's got more of a presence.
Absolutely.
And more of an awareness than Jasmine will. And she's just, Jasmine's got to go be in High School Musical on Ice or whatever, and you know, be happy with that because she's just ain't got the chops.
I don't know if she'll go tonight, but she could for my
taste. I could see her going.
Yeah,
you know, she's in the bottom a third of all this.
Yeah, definitely.
And then our friend Jorge went. He sang "Never Say Goodbye," which wasn't a song that I know very well. I guess. I don't sing that one in the shower anytime. To me, it was kind of a boring song. I mean, it wasn't Jorge as much as it was
I thought it fit his voice, though. I mean, I thought for the, you know, the levels and I just thought it fit his voice well. But Paul especially, they keep saying that they're looking for something from him, and I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
I mean, do they want
Julio Iglesias?
Do they want him to be Julio Iglesias? And if they do, and if I were him, I just would be uncomfortable being put in that you know, little.
You know, I think they kind of took a flyer on him of, you know, a little bit of a demographic flyer. We're gonna invite this guy. We'll see how he sounds, and he's gonna have a hard time adapting to singing these songs.
Mm-hmm.
If we have Julio Iglesias week, he's gonna hit it out of the park.
Exactly, he'll be good.
But it's just gonna be a struggle, and for him to really stick in people's memory, I think he's got to pick a song that people know and really do it well.
Oh, no, Never Can Say Goodbye is that's a pretty well-known song.
Well, I guess I'm just not. My Michael Jackson.
1982 to now,
yes,
basically.
Exactly.
Okay.
I didn't flip over the Thriller CD when I had it in my car. Okay, Michael Sarver, hey, did you hear that he works on an oil rig in Texas? That's so funny. Yeah, Simon's like, I think we know what you do for a living now. He's saying, well, you are not alone. And the only thing that bugged me about this, and I think he did a decent job with it, is that I don't think slow songs are going to get you much attention on a night where you have a mix of big, big, big performances like we had last night and this kind of crooning that he did. I don't know how far that's going to get him.
He's pretty forgettable for me.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't do much. All right, we now reserve the rest of the time to talk about Adam Lambert.
That's right.
Golly day. this guy.
And we were waiting for someone to sing "Black and White," and when the first chord started coming on, my niece and I started screaming because we were waiting for that song.
I remember, which also happened on the Fox Network about however many years ago, when that video debuted, and it was the long one with the panther stuff at the
long form.
I mean,
the morphing at the end that was so new and original then.
And
it
then
was so cool.
Then the Chinese guy's face turned into the lady's face.
I loved it.
That's really sad. This might be one of the best performances of the show ever.
Satisfaction? Satisfaction was awfully good.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's the best, but I mean, he was doing things, and it seemed like, while sometimes it seemed like some people sang for a minute, it seemed like he was up there for half an hour. I mean, because there were changes in that song, and they were saying that he did some interesting things in the singing of it that mm-hmm. was really just kind of blew the doors off the place. So, you know, it's one of those things, though, where you, I mean, if we were a meritocracy, he would win.
Mm-hmm.
It would, the show would be over.
Mm-hmm.
But as Simon said, we've got 12, we've got 10 more weeks to go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to kind of be up to the whims of people, of, you know, the 15-year-old girls who make up the electorate and mm-hmm. what they're going to do about
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
But as far as Chops, I mean, that guy.
But he's got to watch it, because I was just talking to someone who said, I didn't like him because he screams at me. And he's got that great thing in his voice uh-huh. where he does kind of scream a little bit, which is great. But he's going to have to keep that in check and really pull it out only when he really needs it
mm-hmm.
because it can get a little old. Mm-hmm. I love it, though. I love mm-hmm. it. And I love it that he takes a song and every song he makes his, which why it's so interesting to watch him.
Oh, yeah. And I, you know, and he might be able to pull back just a little.
Yeah.
You know, he hit the Grand Slam last night, and so he might be able to pull back for a couple, 3 weeks
yeah.
and just be better than everybody else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, really just hammer it when it gets to be crunch time.
But he has got such a sexy swagger about him. I mean, he just knows how to work the stage. He's very body conscious.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just, you know, he's just great on stage.
As far as, yeah, him and Lil seem to be, they're not nervous up there, and they're mm-hmm. not self-conscious about it. They're, you know, and it's just from him being in the theater and, you know,
right.
singing Les Mis every 2 weeks or whatever in L.A. But, yeah, I just think he knows what he's doing.
The person who said that they hated that he was yelling at them said he just needs to go sing a Rent song.
I'm sure Adam sang many Rent songs.
I'm sure he did sing many, many Rent songs. He's just going to have to watch that a little bit. I love his swagger. I love his sexual ambiguity. I just love everything about him. I just really do.
Yeah, he knows, he's got that you know who you are sort mm-hmm. of deal.
Yeah.
And he's not going to kind of flap in the breeze like some of these other kids are doing for whatever the judges say.
Right.
I mean, he's going to take constructive criticism, but he's not going to stop painting his fingernails black next week if Simon
right.
says so. So, mm-hmm. you know, he's
Hope
the,
not.
You know, if you're going to Vegas, put your money on Adam at least for... I'm sure his odds have gone down considerably after last night.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens tonight. The word is they're going to mix it up a little bit. They're going to kick off two, but there might be – I've heard they might make a regular feature of Sing for Your Life and so that the judges might be able to save people. So they're kind of experimenting this year. I wish they could experiment Paula off the face of the earth, but we don't have that wish fulfilled yet. But until next week, we'll be talking with you all the way to the finals of American Idol. Until then, I'm Mike Kaler.
I'm Yvette Walker.
We'll talk to you later.